The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Natalie Morris and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. On today's podcast, a bit of a Rhinos special as we build up to the start of their debut season. We hear from Dan Ryan on getting the season underway, the disappointment that Maddie Brown won't be over this season, but first, Chloe Merrill has been speaking to Donnell Wellham on joining.
Donnell, thank you for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's so exciting.
So to set a scene, it's October 30th, 2020, and everyone has their eye on the signing window. And of course, it's an exciting time because of the cancellation of 2020 season and the arrival of the new kids on the block, which is you guys, Leeds Rhinos. Yeah. And on this day, your two-year deal is announced. And for those of us following the signings, we sense that there must be something particularly special about it because Australian fans, journalists, supporters all had their jaws on the floor. I think one journo put it as Dan Ryan ain't messing. So it's not often that the Super League is the envy of those with the Suncor on their doorstep, but given your remarkable netball story so far, I think the envy is appropriate. So Donnell, if we may wind the clock back to the beginning, yep. You only started playing netball competitively 2 years ago?
Yeah. So in 2019, I started playing State League back in Western Australia. So before that, I just played, it was like a regional competition, and my coach, he played in the men's state league team, and he was like, oh, why don't you try out for a state netball team? Like, you're definitely good enough. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I thought I was too unfit. Didn't really know much about netball. I just knew that I could shoot. I ended up in 2018 actually going to the tryouts for that team and completely loved it. Yeah, got into it and loved the game from there.
Yeah, so basketball to netball, and then you're playing for the West Coast Warriors, and then you put in some ridiculous shooting stats that I saw. It was crazy. Yeah. And then you get the call up for this All-Stars preseason game against the West Coast Fever.
Yes, that's
right. And you're up against Courtney Bruce, Aussie Diamonds goalkeeper, and she's in your opposite positions because you're a goal shooter. So how was that as an experience?
That was really intimidating. Not gonna lie. During the warm-up I was so nervous, and I was watching them warm up and I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know if I can do this. And my coach noticed, coach for the All-Stars, she noticed that I was really nervous, and she was like, I'll just start you on the bench just so you can settle into your nerves a bit. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Then as soon as I got out there, I didn't come off the court. As soon as I got out there, I kind of felt like I was in the right place.
Amazing. And then you guys won.
We did, yeah. That was by a point. Yeah. It surprised us as well, because we've done some match play against them, like in training leading up to it, and we stay close for a quarter or two, and then we kind of drop off. So that was really good that we got to play like that against Fever, who then made the grand final this year, or last year, sorry.
Yeah, last year, yeah, 2020. Yeah, they did, and so that. I mean, as wins go, that's got to be a pretty exceptional one to have under your belt.
Yeah.
And then you get invited to be a training partner with the Fever, but I'm guessing with Janelle Fowler at goal shooter, the game time is kind of limited.
Yeah. And then the Suncorp had a hub for the season, so everybody was based over in Queensland, and I didn't travel with the team. So I just stayed in State League again. So I didn't really get much experience in that environment, in the Suncorp environment. So it was a bit disappointing. But, you know, I just went back and played State League, and, yeah, we won another premiership. So that was exciting.
Presumably you get a lot of knocks on the door after that. You must have had lots of clubs from around the world kind of courting you? I'm just wondering, effectively, my next question is how did you end up at Leeds Rhinos of all the clubs out there?
Yeah. No, I actually didn't get any clubs show interest besides Rhinos. So obviously Fever, I think we're going to offer a training partner maybe, but that wasn't fully discussed because obviously Janelle's going back to Fever again. She was signed on again. Not many other teams came forward, and I knew that I just wanted to go that next step with netball. Rhinos gave me that opportunity as well. So I was like, yeah, it's definitely the right move for me.
And how does it feel moving from Australia to the UK as part of that move? Was that an easy decision for you?
No, it wasn't easy. I kind of lost sleep over it. I was trying to go over the pros and cons and, you know, how would I cope being away from my family for so long? But in the end, I put it down to me progressing in my netball career, which was the most important thing to me. And it just felt like the right decision to make. It was really scary having to, you know, come overseas. Like, and this is my first overseas trip as well. So I was in for a bit of a shock when I got here.
Totally. And on top of the, you know, the current climate as it is, that must be quite a surreal experience to do your travel for the first time into a pandemic.
Yeah.
And how are you fitting in? Do you like find that you miss your family a lot, or have you found a new family in Leeds? How's it been?
Yeah, the first couple of weeks I was here, I was really homesick. I missed my family so much. I was like asking myself, you know, did I make the right decision? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I didn't feel at home yet. But I've been here now like just over a month, and I'm enjoying my time here now. I'm fitting into the team. I live with a few teammates as well, so yeah, I can socialize with them. And good thing is we've got FaceTime, so I can call my family, you know, whenever, and always got them on social media. So I'm just enjoying the experience of being over here and being in this in the Rhinos environment.
Did they ever imagine that you would be overseas playing netball?
No, absolutely not. I never even imagined it. Sometimes I pinch myself like, oh my god, how did I end up here?
This was gonna be my next question. Like, there's a lot of hype around you, and I think it's justified given obviously it must be a massive steep learning curve for you, but there is a lot of chat, and you've been even tipped as a diamond in the rough, which is quite a compliment. How do you manage that? Do you dare to dream? Or how far do you dare to dream? Like, it must be such a surreal experience.
It is, yeah. And it wasn't one of my dreams, like, to play for Australia until I got into netball, like interstate league, and then I made the A&L squad, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'm good enough. And then that's when I started to say, yeah, maybe, like, you know, I'm enjoying the game. Why don't I aim to go further? So that's definitely my dream now, is to try and get into the Australian squad. But I'm just going to take, you know, every opportunity that comes with netball. So, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty cool as a cucumber then. You don't seem too fazed, which is great.
Yeah. I try not to let all the hype and the talk, get to me. I just do my thing, focus on me and my progress with netball, whether that's, you know, just in state league, in super netball league.
Yeah. So one thing I'm really curious about is your basketball background. So a lot of energy is often spent on comparing netball and basketball, and netball always comes off as the worst of the two. And as a basketballer turned netballer, you're actually in very good company in the Super League, because there's, I think, Ella Clark of Lightning and Giselle Allison of Wasps. So both represented their countries in basketball. What do you think, like, basketball provides? Is there an edge to it? Does it? Do you find that it gives you something that others don't have, that have only played netball?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's hard to explain, but they're completely different playing styles. So when you can combine the both of them, you know, it's pretty exciting to watch for spectators, and I don't know, it just kind of helps me move, I guess. It's hard to explain it, but yeah, when you can combine your basketball skills and your netball skills, it's pretty amazing to watch. And you know, we know that it's good for the crowd. So
I mean, I was watching Giselle in the All-Stars game, and there was a moment where she like stepped in for a shot. It was fairly long range, and then she sort of stepped back, leaned back a bit, and then in like a basketball fashion, just sort of put it up, and it went straight in. And I was just thinking, like, that must, the confidence, the long range that you must have practiced over and over with basketball must be such an advantage when it comes to netball.
Yeah, I think it is as well, you know, especially helps, like, if we need to step away from the defender. Obviously, it's a layup in basketball, but it helps us going up for an easy shot in netball. So.
Is there anyone in particular in the league you're looking forward to coming up against? Or have you not really looked at the competition just yet?
I'm not too familiar with the league. I'm still, you know, watching some games, getting trying to remember who's who. I think it's Sam May. She's an Australian as well.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting to come up against. Yeah, she's like, yeah. So it'd be interesting to come up against her. But you know, I'm just looking forward to playing against whoever it may be, I guess.
And what kind of impression would you like to make on the Super League? Do you think about that, or are you just still quite focused on yourself? And like, you know, not in a sort of blinkered way, but you know, on your performance.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that. I just want to play my role for Rhinos and just, you know, build with the squad here. I don't really think about the impression I'm going to make. I just go out there and do it.
No, it's a tough question. I don't think anybody likes it when I ask that one. They're like, oh, today, we thought that one. But I think you'll just play and we'll see. I'm sure we'll see what we've got in store. And like putting aside netball entirely for a second, what are your other passions and hobbies? Like, who is Danelle not playing netball? What is she up to?
Yeah, so when I'm not playing netball, I love being around my family, and I've got lots of nephews and nieces, and I just love being around them and spoiling them and spending lots of time with them.
Are you the kind of auntie that like slides sweets and things on the side, like because they you're your family, but ultimately the response, you don't have to be mean like a mum.
Yeah, I'm definitely a cool auntie.
I bet you are. But yeah.
And I think that was one of the hardest things as well, was being away from them, you know, missing birthdays and Christmas. But thank goodness for FaceTime.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And hopefully they'll find a way to catch you in action as well. We'd love for everyone in the world to be watching it.
Yeah, that's right. When I'm not spending time with family, I just like being, you know, around the beach, back home, and just doing stuff with, like, in regard to my culture. So I'm Aboriginal as well. So, I like educating people about my culture, and just, you know, being with my family. We go to the bush and whatnot, and just, that plays a big part in my life.
Yeah, so I can imagine this move actually, with regards to all of that, like, is quite significant that you made that decision to come here. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But FaceTime, as we say, FaceTime is king in this situation.
Yeah, definitely.
And you, at Leeds, you're in one of the only full-time setups that we have currently in the UK. How have you found that professional? I mean, you'll have known it quite well in Australia, but how has the club been to be a part of, because it's so new and tested as well?
Yeah, it's been it's actually been really amazing. Playing State League, you know, we just do, you know, two training sessions and a game every week, whereas here I've got like gym, then I've got training, and it's like every day. So that was a hard step for me to go in, but I've actually loved it. So I love like getting up, going to the gym and training for 2 hours straight after. I enjoy it now, whereas I've never done anything like that before. So it was all new to me and a bit of a shock to the system. I think I'm finding it well now.
Yeah, the physical demands must be, unknown. So that's it's quite good that you're thriving off of it. And how is Dan Ryan as a coach, a fellow Aussie? You're in good company.
Yeah, he's been awesome. During the Christmas break, he did some work with me around shooting and whatnot. And there's been a lot of stuff that I just didn't know about. Only playing for 2 years, I didn't know, to do a certain hold or something. So that's been really great. He's been teaching me a lot about that. He's really passionate and it shows during trainings.
And have you managed to get out and see any of Leeds yet? Or is it is the pandemic and the sort of the testing situation ahead of the league meant that you haven't really seen the sights yet?
Yeah, haven't really been out anywhere, unfortunately. I think the only place I've gone is maybe in town before the lockdown came in again, so in the city, and then just done walks out at Round Hay Park, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, those walks that you go outside just to feel something.
The snow is incredible, though. I love it.
Of course, yeah. Was that your first experience of snow?
Yeah, my first time seeing snow, so that was awesome.
On Wednesday, we found out that Maddie Brown's contract with Rhinos has been deferred until 2022. This is what she had to say.
I've been in constant communication with team personnel since I had surgery at the end of last year, and timelines and timeframes looked really good. But I've obviously had a few little hurdles through my rehab that I've had to overcome, and with the global pandemic, the state of the UK and COVID at the moment, the support and medical assistance I need to finish off my rehab is just best for me to stay here on home soil in Australia. It's really disappointing that I can't be there for the girls. I've been on Zoom chats and trying to connect with them as much as I possibly can. So to not be there for the very first Leeds Rhinos netball game is really heartbreaking, but I will be in constant support of them as much as I can virtually, and obviously in any chats or Zoom calls that I can with the girls to continue to be there and support them where they need. The time frame hasn't been set as to when I will be coming over, but as heartbreaking as it is to not be there, it's the right decision for the team. I want nothing more than this team and club to be successful, and they need to have someone who can physically be there and give the support physically on court. So I'm not there just yet with my rehab, but I'm working my little booty off to make sure that when I do come over and I do don that the yellow and gold colours for the Leeds Rhinos, I'm in full flight and ready to take charge. So, yeah, the Rhinos franchise has my full support in 2021. And whenever I get over there in another couple of months, I'll be ready to give absolutely everything.
Rhinos start their season with a game against Dragons on Friday the 12th of February. And Dan Ryan is pleased to finally get the season underway.
So good to have the finish line of the start line in sight. I guess it's been a long build up for us even before pre-season started, getting everything organised and set up. So yeah, we're really, really excited. Every session counts here on in, and it will for the rest of the season. But today for the first time to have the full squad together was quite a luxury actually. There's a lot of people here, which is quite overwhelming for everyone. But we're excited, and I think building nicely, and absolutely a work in progress, but happy with how things are placed.
And fixtures announced this week, Celtic, Dragons, the first one up. When do you start focusing on them? When does the preparation for that actual game and the opposition start playing into it?
Yeah, probably later towards next week we'll start to have a bit of a closer look at our opposition and a few specifics around what we need to do and be mindful of. But I think for us, one of the main priorities will be just really having a clear focus on ourselves and building our own style of play and the way we do things. We don't have the luxury of having any previous season history of our own performances and what we can build upon. So every session basically is the catalyst for what we do next, and that will be the same with every game too. So certainly very mindful of who we're up against and what they're doing, but a very clear focus on what we're going to do and what we can control as well.
In the short space of time this squad has been together, have you been impressed with how much they've progressed in that short space of time?
Yeah, that's been exciting and I think really rewarding, and it's been great seeing the players see their own progression too and understand things a little bit differently or on a deeper level, or develop new skills that they haven't learnt before or that's new to them, or recapture old form or whatever it might be. So that's been a really enjoyable experience. And as we know, it's now about connecting the whole team together. And while there's been lots of growth from the group that's been here, we now need to connect the girls that haven't and get them really integrated. So there's always a bit of trial and error, and it can be a bit clunky at times with that type of transition. But overall, the development's been really positive, and you know, that's a measure of success for us for this year, is how well we can develop as a group and can we keep improving week to week, game to game, collectively as a team, but also the individuals involved in it, which is really important as well.
And you can stay in touch with Rhinos on Twitter at RhinosNetballSL. So make sure you're following them to keep up with all the latest news. And our DMs are open, and we would love to hear from you. We're at The Netball Show. Thanks so much for listening.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.